Welcome to the deep dive. You know, when we picture the cutting edge of AI, we usually imagine these massive, warehouse-sized supercomputers, right?
Right, just churning through electricity.
Exactly. Like we just assume bigger is always better. It's like building a massive V8 engine for a golf cart. We just assume more computing power and like massive 32-bit floating point math automatically equals a smarter neural network.
Yeah, but a new technical report on the Velvet AI engine and its Lucy benchmark, it actually turns that entire philosophy upside down.
Which is exactly what we are digging into for you today, because for specific memory recall tasks, that whole brute force approach just totally falls apart.
It really does. The report outlines this massive paradigm shift in how neural networks are built and, actually measured. And it all starts with how Velvet fundamentally changes the grading scale.
Right, because traditional frameworks usually just evaluate models purely on accuracy, like, did it get the answer right?
Exactly. But the Lucy score multiplies three things together.
Hmm.
It looks at throughput, availability, and accuracy. So it actively penalizes systems that just monopolize the processor for complex backpropagation.
I love the analogy for this. It's like grading a chef not just on how good the food tastes, but on, how long they hogger the kitchen to make it.
That's spot on. If the dish is a masterpiece, but no other chefs could use the stove for 3 hours, well, the restaurant fails.
Yeah, that makes total sense. And we see this penalty clearly in the reports test on multi-hit attention topologies, right?
We do. They looked at associative recall, basically just matching a query to a key.
Yeah.
And they pitted a simple single-stem architecture against a complex tricameral architecture.
Tricameral meaning like split into three separate
Yeah,
hemispheres.
exactly. Three sibling hemispheres. And instinctively, you'd think three brains are better than one.
Right, more pathways, more processing power.
But moving to that tricameral setup actually caused a 3.06x performance degradation.
Wait, degradation, it got worse.
Over three times worse,
Heck
yeah.
yeah.
Because when you split the network, the data pathways get fragmented.
Oh, I see.
The microsecond latency of physically routing data through those three separate complex pathways and then trying to merge them back together, it absolutely destroys the final Lucy score.
Wow. So if splitting the network and creating complex routing ruins the score, then the models winning the Lucy benchmark must just be the absolute simplest ones.
Well, some are, but others, they just game the system.
Ah, cheating. How do they do that?
The report highlights the sparse training modes. They act like a rotational duty clock, so they artificially skip a mass amount of math steps.
Like they just don't do the calculations.
Pretty much. Inside the processor, instead of calculating every wait, they push zero gradient updates. They essentially tell the system, hey, nothing changed here, move on.
Oh, wow. So they inflate their availability uptime to what, like 40 or 50%?
Exactly. So they are skipping work to look busy. And since the Lucy formula heavily rewards availability, their raw score explodes.
But that doesn't mean they're actually learning better, right?
Totally. It's purely a hardware optimization trick, not a superior learning algorithm. When you look at their actual hard accuracy, they frequently trail behind models that, do the full math.
Wait, but that doesn't make sense. I know Velvet enforces strict storage truth. Like, you can't just secretly fall back on high precision 32-bit math to save your score. If they are aggressively policing the math and banning those quantization cheat codes, how are these stripped-down models surviving against the heavyweights?
That is where the LPD metric comes in. It stands for Lucy Pareto, or the Goldilocks metric.
The Goldilocks metric, I like that. What does it do?
It neutralizes those fast but dumb, sparse models by explicitly factoring in the RAM footprint. And it does this all while enforcing a strict quality gate against the champion model.
Okay, so if LPD neutralizes the cheating models and factors in RAM, the top of the leaderboard can't possibly look the same. Who actually wins?
This is the crazy part. The top 16 spots on the gold leaderboard aren't dominated by 32-bit behemoths at all. They are entirely dominated by 1-bit binary architectures.
Wait, 1 bit. Are you serious? We're talking absolute extreme quantization.
I am. It's completely binary.
How does a model even function on just ones and zeros?
Well, think about it. Instead of storing a highly precise decimal-like 0.14159 dash, the network just stores a positive or negative state, a plus or a minus.
Oh, I see. So for associative recall, the network doesn't always need an infinitely precise coordinate.
Right. It just needs the correct directional sign to find the memory. One specific binary model matched the exact same accuracy of a heavy 32-bit champion using this method.
That is insane. And because it's only storing directional signs instead of massive decimals, the memory savings must be huge.
Huge is an understatement. It used over 97% less memory.
Wow.
Yeah, we are talking 0.1 kibbe compared to 2.0 kibbe for the champion.
That is staggering. It really shows that squeezing out that final 5% of AI representational accuracy often requires a 3,000% increase in memory footprint.
Exactly. For edge devices like a smart sensor or a phone, these highly quantized tiny architectures are geometrically superior to the 32-bit giants.
Because they do the exact same job without hogging the processor or draining the battery.
Right. They are perfectly suited for it.
It brings us right back to that V8 engine in a golf cart. I mean, why burn all that fuel and monopolize the kitchen if a tiny one-bit battery gets you to the exact same hole?
It's a huge shift in perspective.
It really is.
Yeah.
Which leaves you with this to ponder. If a one-bit binary network can flawlessly execute this memory recall task by just using simple directional signs, how much of the world's massive computing power and highly prized silicon is currently being wasted over calculating perfectly simple problems?